break up with somebody and you, first off, do you have to announce it on social media? And when you do feel like you have to announce it on social media, do you have to run it by the person that you just broke up with? Like, hey, I'm about to post this on social media. I'm about to change my Facebook status. 314-531-9898. What made me think of this is Hannah was covering this in the Hollywood hashtag, and she said you're obsessed with this TikTok breakup of Zach Bryan and Brianna.
Chicken Fry. Yeah, I was really invested in it. Still am.
Because they broke up. And he posted a message on his Instagram announcing the breakup. And then Brianna then responded with this.
I just woke up to Zach posting on his Instagram that we broke up. And I had no idea that post was going up. He didn't text me. He didn't call me. I just woke up to a bunch of texts being like, are you okay? And I'm like, did my dad die? How can you give someone everything and like love them so unconditionally?
Did she
fight through stuff that you shouldn't?
You know, she goes, he didn't text me or call me. Did he need to?
I feel like so. I feel like yes.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like you guys need to be on the same page of like, okay, are we telling friends first? Are we telling family first? Like, how is this going? Like with Matt and I's recent breakup back in August, we both were like, okay, we're telling our family, then our friends, and I definitely had to ask him, can I do this segment on the radio before I did? Like, I wanted to, like, let him know, like, okay, if you get messages or anything, like, just know I'm going to talk about this in a couple of weeks. I just feel like that's, like, a rite of passage. Like, you don't want to be blindsided when you're already going through the emotions of a breakup.
It might be a nice thing to do, but you definitely do not have to do it.
Mm-hmm. You don't think so?
No, why?
Why is it hard?
Because the relationship is over. You need to cut ties with each other, and you don't need to be going back and forth about how, like, what if they say no? And so Zach Bryan, who is a celebrity, can't publicly make a comment because she said no?
He did it like 24 hours after they broke up. Like, give it a damn rest for a second.
The thing is, after you post something like that, you are going to get swarmed with texts and DMs.
Yes.
And you're going to be in every news headline, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. She needs to just be mentally prepared that that's going to happen that day. Like, what if she's just out and about and is hit with this news, and she's like, why do I have a million DMs about
this?
She was like, did someone die?
It
like,
maybe would have been a nice thing for him to do, but I don't think it's like he has to.
Of course the men are going to say no.
Well, I mean, like, I think it's not only is it the nice thing to do, I think it's the right thing to do. I think you're right.
Thank you, Kevin.
Especially if you ended on good terms.
Yeah.
Didn't
exactly.
sound like they did.
It didn't sound like they did. But maybe when you end on bad terms, they're just going to keep making it bad.
It doesn't. Why is it bad? They just broke up. Even if she gets a bunch of text messages saying, did you guys break up? All she has to say is, yes.
That's not true either.
That's not. People dig way harder. It's not just, hey, are you broken up? Why did you break up? When did you break up? Who broke up with who? It's never
playing devil's advocate here, though. He was like, in his mind, maybe he's thinking like, it's going to come out anyway. It needs to come out for me since I'm the person that this news is about. So I'm just going to get ahead of it.
No, it's not. That's so selfish. That news is about him. Two people.
Well, hey,
it's not just his relationship.
Zach Bryan maybe is a selfish person.
He's not wrong though. Because what if all of a sudden you're like, he's a public figure, but even if you're not a public figure,
she is too.
But even if you're not a public figure, and so this is what we're talking about, even your relationship, you'd hate to walk down the street, see a friend like, oh, I heard so, because gossip flies,
right.
And you're like, cool, I don't want to address this this way. I want to be the one who gets the message out there, and this is how the relationship
ended.
We're
no PR team, but I feel like getting ahead of the messaging here in this situation
was
what they were going for.
And I also don't think you guys owe each other anything anymore. That's the point of the breakup.
You owe each other respect always.
That's not disrespectful?
Yes, it is.
Is it disrespectful? 314-531-9898. When you go through a breakup and you have to announce it publicly, do you think that you need to run it by the partner? Or you're like, hey, this is my social media. I'm going to handle my social media how I want to handle it. We'll take your calls on this next. This is such an interesting conversation. When it comes to, like, if you have to announce on social media, like, hey, we're no longer together, a lot of couples have to do this I think if you're in the spotlight, pretty much always have to do it if you're in the spotlight. But even if you're not, I feel like couples do this now. Like, we're no longer together. They change their social media status or anything like that. Do you need to give your partner a heads up? 314-531-9898. It all started because Hannah kind of felt so strongly about this TikTok breakup. She said she was invested in the entire day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still am like heavy on the For You page on the Brianna Chicken Fry and Zach Bryan breakup. They broke up, and then like 24 hours later, Zach went to his Instagram, posted about their breakup. Brianna had no idea that he was doing this and woke up to just an array of text messages about their breakup when she didn't even get time to process it herself.
Does he need to give her a heads up before he makes that statement publicly? Or they're no longer together. I don't owe you anything anymore.
Yeah, but he could have just, you know, DM'd her or said something. Hey, I'm going to put this on Instagram, just letting you know.
Mm-hmm. Would have been the nice thing.
Yeah.
I won.
Which apparently is out the window with Alex and Brett.
Well, look, hey, wait.
Do you think he needs to ask?
I would like to be mentally prepared and have him ask so that I don't have a panic attack when I wake up in the morning and see
it.
Hold on. There's a big difference between asking and telling, though, too. So what if he tells you?
Some warning.
So he tells you, okay with that?
He tells you.
He should have maybe told.
So if he tells you, so he comes to you and says, I want to post this on my Instagram, and you say no. What is he supposed to do? Then he doesn't control his own Instagram. His ex controls his Instagram?
I don't really think it's fair for you guys to kind of change your argument. Like you said, like, no, he doesn't have to say anything.
I'm saying, I don't think he needs to do either of them. I'm just saying, where is the line for you? Now, does he need to at least tell you? Or you want to be full on asked?
I honestly think either.
Because being full on asked is crazy.
Either or is
that is completely
fine.
Wrong.
Like, would you be comfortable?
And what if she says no?
Yeah, you can't expect to be asked. Because he's going to do it either way.
Some form of communication.
If he's already made his mind up that he's doing it either way, then you're not going to be asked.
Did you ask Matt, or did you tell him that you were going to talk about the breakup?
I said, are you okay if I talk about our breakup on air?
If he said no, you probably would have talked about it anyway, no?
No, I probably would have. Well, I probably would have talked it out with him. To mm-hmm. see a way that I could do
so
it.
So had a conversation.
Yes.
Okay, so what if... So we all think that based off Zach Bryan's statement, we felt like he might have cheated because he said something like, I'm a flawed man or something like that. Yeah, he made a statement that might be cheating. But what if he did cheat or he found somebody else he was interested in, broke up with her? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He breaks up with her before he cheats. He just found someone else he's interested in. And then he goes to this girl that he's talking to, says, yeah, my ex won't let me publicly announce it. She said no. If you're that girl, you'd be like, your ex does not control your Instagram.
Or you'd be, thank you for telling me this, because now I know you will tell me this when we break up.
Exactly.
Right? Like, that's not okay. If he found somebody else that he's interested in, and he wants to publicly get ahead of it.
I don't think that makes a difference at all.
Oh, I want you to be dating someone who says, hey, my ex said we can't even announce that we're broken up with yet. I can't make an Instagram post yet. Everyone thinks we're still together.
If they broke up yesterday, I'd be like, yeah, that probably makes
a whole lot of sense.
If
it's a year down the road, I'd be like, well, that's
a
little
sus. She's a rational person.
That would make you feel like the side chick.
You are it! 24 hours later, I hope she feels that way.
He was cutting the chicken off cold turkey, right?